We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up? It is The Breakfast Club. This is Angela Yee's last Wealth Wednesday, so we wanted to make sure we go out with a bang and have a special one. But don't worry, because there'll be more on Way Up with Angela Yee. But I'm here with my partner, Stacey Tisdale.
Hi, everybody. We're very excited about this.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel Rogers.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I got a present, too. We Should All Be Millionaires. This is her amazing book. It's a woman's guide to earning more, building wealth, and gaining economic power. And Nicole Barham.
Hi. Yes. Great to be here.
All right. So, you guys, let's, get started on what this whole journey is that you were on, because I think you went to law school, right,
yes.
Rachel?
Yes.
All right. And then a lot of people, and we hear this from people, they graduate from law school, they graduate from college, they graduate from whatever higher degree they decided to earn, and it's hard to get the money that you anticipated getting.
Exactly. I actually heard a study recently that said 60% of black wealth is tied up in student loans. Like, it goes to student loans. So that's where a lot of our money is in our community. But yes, I went to law school and I graduated during the 2008 recession. So there was not a lot of jobs. So I was like, great, perfect timing. And so I was like, either I take one of these jobs that I don't really want, or I could start my own practice. I have skills, right? I know how to practice law. I've been trained. And so let me just go do that. My mother hated the idea. She was like, please go get a 6-figure job that I thought you were going to go get, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm already used to being broke, right? I was a broke student. Like, why don't I do it now instead of waiting until I have a big salary and a more expensive lifestyle? So I just went for it, even though everybody around me was like, you're bugging. And I started my own law practice and grew that significantly over 6 or 7 years. So made a lot of money doing that. And then people started coming to me, my own clients, because I mostly served women entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So many people were quitting their jobs because, you know, it was a recession as well. And so they used their severance packages to start their own businesses. So all of those folks, they were just people that I knew, became my clients.
And we all need a lawyer at some point.
Exactly. Exactly. And honestly, selling legal services was the best training because you don't want to pay a lawyer. Like, nobody ever wants to actually hire a lawyer. You need a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Right. So I had to sell services and it was all transactional work. So people weren't hiring me for litigation. They were hiring me because they needed to take care of their business stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's the kind of things that like trademarks, copyrights, contracts, they want to put it off. And so having to learn how to sell that and get people to say yes to that, it was like the best sales skills, you know, selling something people don't want.
And as an entrepreneur, that is an important investment that we make in our business. Even for myself, you know, just hiring somebody to handle all of these legal, like you said, trademarking, yes. all of those things, contracts, MOUs, all of those things, contracts with vendors
yes.
to get taken care of early on. And it might not be an expense that you'll have monthly throughout, but in the beginning, it definitely is something that you have to put some money into.
That's right. Exactly.
And working with all those people, Rachel, I know, give you a really unique, you know, bird's eye view. Oh, this is what works in a business. This is what doesn't work
yes.
in a business. And it was that.
Yes.
Which actually was your aha. Oh, I can make money telling people what works and what doesn't work.
Exactly. Because I saw the behind the scenes, like the real deal with people's businesses, you know? Mm-hmm. And so people, like, I had clients who were influencers who had 1 million followers, but we're not making any money. They didn't know how to monetize it, and they were broke, right? And so
you never know based on what they put on the gram.
I know, exactly, right? Like, they taking pictures with all these rented things. Listen, I'm not about that life. So I got to see the real, like, what actually grows a business, who's actually doing well and who's not, because people don't lie to their lawyer. You got to tell your lawyer the truth.
Oh, no, some people do.
Some people do, yeah. But they shouldn't.
Don't lie to your lawyer. Don't lie to your doctor.
Exactly.
Don't lie to your accountant.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't lie to those three. I agree 100%. And so I got to really see what grows a business, and also had my own experience growing my practice because I started building a team, hiring other lawyers. And I just found that I was really good at sales and marketing, getting clients in the door. Mm-hmm. And so I just grew that over time. And my clients would say, how are you getting so many clients? How are you growing this business so quickly? And so I started telling them for free. And one of my mentors was like, no, you actually need to pay for that business advice.
I told you that you just, when I was talking to her a couple of weeks ago, someone was asking me for advice on launching a podcast and making it into a business. And I just had a conversation with her. I'm like, all the hours that I'm putting in talking to this person and giving them advice, I'm just going to ask them, do you mind paying me for it? And they didn't at all. And
yes.
I know that's one of the ways you help people find wealth. You know, we
exactly.
work for free too much.
Leaving money on the table. That yeah. would be a perfect yeah. example where it's like, oh, I stay on the phone like I'm getting paid for this. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be
Time
paid.
Time is money. Isn't
we need
that
to
what they say?
Exactly. Stop giving our labor away for free. We do it so much and we really need to do a time study, audit our lives and see. Because I was doing the same thing, giving away business advice to my clients that only paid for a contract. So I started charging for that, and that changed the game.
Now, Nicole, let's talk about what it is that you do, because we're talking about people you don't lie to. And when it comes to your bookkeeping and everything, you
lie.
Have to be very honest about that, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so I created 5-Minute Bookkeeper based on Rachel's coaching. And it has been, you know, helping women entrepreneurs to manage your finances so that they know exactly what's coming in, what's going out.
Yes.
And also, when it's tax time, they're not scrambling to get it all together
right.
to take to their accountant.
And feeling empowered
right?
around your numbers is so important, because we think that men know money better than us, but there are actually studies that show that women are better with money
Absolutely.
Than men are, right? Mm-hmm. And so we need to have more confidence around our money and our financial decisions. So I love that you empower women.
And it goes back to what Angela was saying, time is money. Most entrepreneurs spend an average of like 4 hours a week on their books and on their numbers.
Exactly.
And they still don't.
Right. I'd rather be doing what I do well.
Making
and be
money.
Getting paid for
yeah,
that and yeah. let somebody else do
Absolutely.
That. That's what
mm-hmm.
they do. Right.
Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, especially the ones that I work with, they are not paying attention to the finances the way that they really should.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to change that because there were just so many overwhelming platforms.
Yes.
And, you know, I try to use one or two. Don't say any names.
Like, I know, because some of them are really popular.
Yes, yeah. they are.
And it was just not working for me because they were created for professionals, not for an entrepreneur to just quickly see what's happening with their money.
Yes.
Right? And so I wanted to create a simple solution to that, right? And, you know, met Rachel, got into the club, got the idea. I famously say that I got the idea in the shower. That's where, you know, the best ideas are born.
Yes. Well, yeah. DJ Khaled said on his toilet is where he comes. Ideas.
Not no, same room.
Same room.
Exactly.
And so, wanted to really make it easy and simple. And the byproduct of that is having empowered entrepreneurs who have literally transformed their businesses and their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because I was just talking to Pinky Cole. She owns Slutty Vegan.
Yes, she's going to actually, she's speaking at my event that I'm doing in Puerto Rico in January.
Yeah, she's a great example of somebody who will talk to you about how she started her business and financially she didn't have like the knowledge to be able to know how to keep her own books, and she was making a lot of money, but she was not paying the sales tax. Like, there was just certain things that you're running a business, you're being creative, you're being an entrepreneur, but there's so many things that can end up not
just,
being a priority.
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know.
Yes.
Until.
Until you get hit with, like, you have your first good year and then you get hit with an enormous tax bill and you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. I didn't plan for that. There's so many places where you're just not ready and not prepared. I think that's why coaching is so valuable, right? Like, why don't we hire people who know what to do, right? Like, show me the way, make it easier, make it faster for me. And that's something that I did along the way. I hired coaches too to help me so that I didn't have to make all the mistakes myself, right? Like, I made 12 years worth of business mistakes so other people can learn from them. And like, that's a perfect example. Nicole is a client of mine who has reached $500,000 in revenue way faster than I did when I was growing my business, right? And that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does she keep your books too now?
Not yet. She's on. Listen, by the end of this trip, she probably will be.
Coaching is the thing. I mean, we've been focusing a lot on Wealth Wednesdays over the last year of introducing people to different coaches, and it's just been meeting the moment. You saw Blacks really embrace entrepreneurship, COVID and post-COVID, and kind of really see, you know, the economy doesn't work for us and move into this entrepreneurship digital economy. And all of a sudden, these coaches started coming up because we are so hungry for this knowledge. And I kept noticing these coaches, they're creating millionaires and they're really good at it. And what are some of the things that they're telling people? It's more just like a support system. Yes. Nicole, you were telling me it was, you know, you were making like $2,500 a month. You started working Rachel.
For the whole year. For the year.
Rachel brought you to like $60,000 a month within 6 months. You quit your day job. But it's the things that you're telling people that it's like, hire somebody when you don't want to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Invest in yourself when you don't feel like it. And it's the mindset shift is really what's so critical.
You got to leaning into the fear, right? And the uncertainty of it all. And it's also sometimes inconvenient as well. It's like, you have to be willing to make those investments. I think so many of us can't see ourselves paying for a coach or paying to go to a business retreat to learn. It's like, well, I just don't do things like that. Well, start doing things like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to become a millionaire, you got to start making these kinds of decisions.
I agree with that, because sometimes you have to look at the people around you too.
Yes.
Right? Are the people around you, do they have that entrepreneurial spirit? Are they pushing you? Are we hyping each other up, like you say?
Yes.
Am I hyping you up? Are you hyping me up? Are we bringing each other deals? Are we having those conversations?
Yes.
And sometimes you have to create that network for yourself.
Absolutely. And most of us, if you didn't go to an Ivy League school, if you didn't grow up in an affluent neighborhood, right? If your parents weren't wealthy, you do not have a network, right? And that's most of us, especially as Black people. I had no network when I started. I didn't know anything about starting a business. I just went and did it and read books, and there was much less available than there is now. So we have to manufacture that network for ourselves. We have to like find a way to create it. And the way that we do that, I just went to events, right? Mm-hmm. I went to business events. I joined business communities. And that's where I met some of my closest friends that I have today, that we do events together. We partner on certain things, right? And that network around you is so crucial. And I always say, like, if you got a friend who keeps you on the phone every night with all her drama, like, okay, we love her. We could talk to her once a month, but we can't be on the phone with her every night. Like,
with the same drama.
Exactly. Because
she's doing the same things the same way.
Exactly. You got to be around people. Listen, iron sharpens iron. As soon as you get around a community of people who are out there doing it and they're talking about their wins, and they're talking about who they're meeting, and they're like, oh, come with me to this event, right? Come with me to this experience. It makes it so much easier for you to reach your goal. When you try to do it alone, it is so much harder.
What about people who feel like they're not social, right? They go to these events and there's thousands of
I'm not social.
And there's thousands of people networking, but I have heard people are like, how do I even approach anyone?
Yes.
How do I keep those relationships going? How do I follow up? How do I make sure I know there's a million people trying to talk to, you know, to Rachel? Yes. How do I make sure that she can make the time? And because it's hard to do that.
Yes.
So how does that work?
I agree. And I think it can be challenging. What I would say is if you feel uncomfortable, first of all, uncomfortable is a part of growth. So that's just what you got to do, right? You got to be willing to be uncomfortable. But I also think like what I used to do is try to make online connections first before I got there. So I would try to like message people, or if there's a Facebook group for the event, I would try to connect with people there and just try to find one or two people that I know so I have a game plan when I walk in. Because believe it or not, I mean, I'm a loudmouth, but I don't really love talking to strangers. I love talking to people I know, right?
It's but awkward like, at events sometimes.
Yeah, it can be so awkward.
You don't want to bother the people. You don't
yes.
want to...
Yes. And what I used to do, too, is I would just find something that I like, oh, I love those earrings. Where'd you get those? You know, just like start a conversation that way, like compliment them something genuine. And that's like sort of a way in to start a conversation. And like being there and being helpful, like having the goal of how can I be useful? How can I help people? What skills do I have or talents do I have that I can bring to the table here instead of trying to get something? Because mm-hmm. I think people, I know you feel that energy, right? We all do, right? When people are trying to get something from us, you repel that. You don't want to be around somebody who's trying to take something from you, right? And so I think if you just show up and say, like, how can I be helpful and useful, and like enter into conversations where, oh, you talking about a legal issue, let me tell you about, you know, how to solve that problem, I'm a lawyer, right? So like just using whatever you've got as a way in. Is that what have you done, Nicole?
So I am an attraction marketing person. Like I attract people to me because I don't walk up to people and start conversations. So what I've done is I've done like gone into people's communities and become like an expert in there.
Yeah.
So everybody knows me. So when I go to the actual events, they're like, Nicole. And that's how I start the conversation.
Yes.
It's kind of like backing into it, right? Because I'm not, I network, but I find that it's easier to just have conversations with people. But it's easier for me if I connect with them, as Rachel said, connect with them like online, on social media, have a conversation. So when you get there, you're like, okay, this is the person I want to talk to.
You have a point of reference.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's how I do. And I've become a little bit of a celebrity in some communities.
Yes, it's so true. Everybody knows the 5-Minute Bookkeeper.
Yeah.
Like, in my community, she's famous.
I
you know?
Am. And so, but I don't know half the people. And I love talking to people.
But they know you.
Yeah. But I love talking to people. I just don't like starting conversations.
Yeah. Right?
And I guess when you go to certain things, like you said, investing in yourself and going to these events.
Yes.
You know, getting a coach, even when they cost money to go on an event, everybody's there for that reason.
Yes.
Right? Like I was thinking, Stacey, you helped me up with Cassandra Cummings for her Stocks and Stilettos. When I went out there, you know, I was talking about getting investors in my coffee company, and people were coming up to me afterward like, well, how can we talk about, you know, because everybody's there for that. Like,
yes,
I'm meeting angel investors.
Exactly.
I'm meeting all different kinds of people, and everybody's there for their reason. They're a business owner. They're an investor.
Yes.
They're looking to have those conversations.
Yeah, and I like building community better than networking.
Yes.
Because people get that, oh, I have to network. I have to meet that. Just be real. Okay, well, this is what I'm about. What are you about? You'll find your natural connection points. And just the science of it, when you're in community with someone and trying to achieve a goal together, they'll hold you accountable. You have an 80% higher chance of achieving that goal.
Exactly.
And we were talking about sometimes women have difficulty doing this.
Yes.
And a lot of it's because we don't have time. But it was interesting. You were telling me about some of the pigeonholes that women get into.
For sure. Because we were just talking about it, right? Working for free, nowhere does that happen more than in our own homes. Right, with our partners who get home from work and sit on the couch and ask us when is dinner going to be made. That's still the truth for 80% of women. And even when they are the breadwinner, they are still doing the work, making the money, and still making dinner, doing laundry, doing all of the emotional labor with children, reading all the school emails, making sure they have pajamas for pajama day, right? Like, there is so much invisible labor that we are doing, and we have to say no, right?
But they bring that to their businesses, too. Women try to do everything themselves.
Right. Exactly. Not hiring help, right? Like, saying, well, I can do my own books, right? Like, I'll just figure it out. I don't need to hire a coach, right? Or I don't need an assistant, right? Yes, you do. And this is the thing. Like, men's businesses grow so much faster, and they make so much money so much faster because they are quick to hire help, right? Because they're sort of, in society, they're trained to like get help. Other people are here to help me. The society is created for their benefit, right? Mm-hmm. And we're here to be their helpers, right? That's how our society truly is built. And that's how we're all socialized. And so we have to fight against that and say, no, I'm not here to do everything. I start my day with, look, I look at my to-do list. I'm like, who could do this? And I just give out instructions here. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Whether it's family members, people on my team, I'm like, I'm not here to do everything. Like, y'all ain't gonna make me your workhorse, okay? So, there's a whole, and the thing is, the beautiful thing about that is there's a whole economy, right? Like, I have all of these team members and they're making money, right? And they're, so there's like all this, you know, there's a whole economy that's built on my business, right? So like, the more money I make, the more everybody in my community wins. And it's a beautiful thing. So we need to ask for help. We need to ask our partners to do more. We need to make these kids do their own laundry and wash these dishes. Like, these 15-year-olds, like, what? I wish I would wash a 15-year-old's clothes. Are you out your mind? Absolutely not. Like, listen, everybody needs to have a little bit more autonomy and stop putting it all on us as women.
Now, what about investing in your business, right? We hear a lot of stories of people who put their all into their business. You might feel like, okay, you know, and I feel like I hear a lot of stories about people going broke just starting their businesses, knowing when to walk away from a 9-to-5, to dip into their savings. Sometimes you're borrowing against your retirement and all of those things. And so what are your thoughts about people saying, I have an idea, I'm gonna go with my gut and put everything into this?
Yes. Okay, so I love the idea. Listen, I think going with your gut, right? Like, instincts is a point of data. It's a valuable point of data that we should use to make decisions, right? Like, oh, my instincts say this, it's pointing me in a certain direction. Great. Now validate that with other outside data, right? Third party data to say, okay, is there a market for this business that I want to start, right? What information do I have out there, right? Like, some people say, well, my gut says this, even though everything else is saying that maybe this won't work. We go with it anyway, right? And so I think instincts are important, but we also need to validate our instincts with other data and make sure that we have a plan, right? Because, you know, I've had friends or heard of people who are like, well, this is my dream, so I'm just going to quit my business and start it. And I'm like, no. Like, can we be a little bit more strategic about this, right?
My story. That's what I did. Yes. I had my business on the side while I was working a full-time job.
Yes, that's how
working,
you do
like,
it.
Like, you know, a full day, driving 3-hour round trip to Miami, coming home, working with clients in the evening.
So that's a 13-hour day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
3 hours of commuting, an hour and a half there and back, and then an 8-hour day, then coming home and working with some clients with your side
hustle. But that's what I had to do because I wanted to really stop doing the 9-to-5,
and you know,
the
it's a temporary thing for me to do these 13-hour days so that I can get to the point
to the 2-3 hour days.
But you were so willing to do things differently, and that's, I think, what you're all about.
Yes.
Like, your gut and the way you've done things is great, but it's got you to where you are.
Right.
So if you want to go something further, okay, I have to change up everything I'm doing. I have to change up how I think of things. I have to be willing to give up what I believe in.
Right. You have to take on a new identity.
You have to take on a new identity.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think we think, like, how is my gut going to tell me how to build? Like, for example, I have a business that will probably do about $15 million this year. How's my gut going to tell me how to get to 100 million? My gut don't know.
It doesn't know yet. It got you to where
you are.
She
don't know yet. Yeah. Okay. I have to hire coaches and get advice and read up and learn. It's
and
like,
be willing to
do
that.
Like, you don't have the knowledge yet to be able to do that, right? So like, let it point you in the right direction, but validate it with advisors. It drives me nuts too when people hire coaches, they hire advisors, and they don't listen.
Right.
Stop hiring experts and then you pay them and then don't take their advice.
Exactly.
What is the point? Keep your money then if you're not going to take their advice. Learn from their mistakes, right? Like, so it took me probably 4 years to get to 500,000 in my business, in my first business, in my law practice. Nicole got there in what, a year and a half?
Yeah,
2.5 years to get to 500,000. So much faster, right? Why? Because she's learning from my mistakes.
Yeah.
So like, that's the whole point, right? So that it can go faster for us. And you know, and this is very important for our community. It's not just about us. Like, yes, I want to make money. Yes, I like nice things, right? And I also want to give back to my community. But it's about, like, what does that mean, right? My neighbors who see me, right, they believe it's possible. Somebody listening to this episode, right, they're like, oh, you have a $15 million business and you're a Black woman? I can have that, right? Like, they need to see us doing it. So it's not just for us. It's for our greater community.
But what do you tell people? Because you are correct. You're both, I mean, you're living examples. some people will be like, yeah, she's saying that, but I'm barely getting my bills paid. I have to do everything myself in my business, and mm-hmm. I have to. And I was there. I'm an entrepreneur. You have yes. those ups and downs. And when I just said to heck with it, and I went and I brought on someone for marketing, and I figured out a model. Okay, so I don't have the cash to pay you what your salary is, but I can write you into what I ask, just yes. being creative about it. But some people hear you, but they don't think it's applicable to them because they simply don't think they have the money to do that.
Yes. I honestly think one of the biggest mistakes that we make is we're always trying to figure out how, right? We don't even know what yet, but we're trying to figure out how, right? Like, we know we have this dream, we have this desire, and we say, well, that's not possible the moment we have that vision or that dream. And we just cut it off, right? We cut off the possibility. And so what I want to challenge people to do is stop doing that, right? If you have this vision or dream, I don't know how I'm going to get there yet, but I'm gonna figure it out, right? And be creative, right? Like, brainstorm, talk to other people, connect, learn from coaches. You don't, like, we have this dream, but we're like, oh, I don't have the money, so it's not possible. I don't have the money, but let me brainstorm 10 ways that I could still bring in some help. Could I do a trade, right? Could I write them into a contract? Could I hire them for 2 hours a week if I stop doing, you know, I'm gonna cancel this other thing that I have and use the money for that, right? Like, get creative, right? Mm-hmm. Use your ideas. I think people are just very like, oh, that's not possible for me, and they just shut it. You don't want it then, right? Yeah. Like, I need you to work a little harder, right? For your vision and for your dream. I need you to be more creative about how you're gonna make it happen, right? Instead of just saying, well, it's not possible for me, so forget it.
What about bad partnerships?
Mm. Oh, God, yes.
I know in this is an issue for a lot of people in business. You're like, I'm going to go into business with this person.
Yes.
We have, you know, this person does this. We're best friends. We've known each other for such a long time. I trust them. We have this vision together. We're going to sit down. We're both going to grind. And then one person's not holding their weight.
Yep.
One person's putting up all the money while the other person doesn't have anything to lose. Because mm-hmm. I do feel like if you start a business with somebody, everybody should be putting up some money.
That's right.
But what are your thoughts on having to end or exit a partnership or even walk away from a company? How do you know when it's time?
Yes. I think we often know, but we're just afraid, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're afraid to speak the truth that, like, yeah, this is over. We know it's over, but we're avoiding it because of whatever the fallout might be or the emotional parts of it, or we're scared of what's going to be on the other side.
Or you might think it's salvageable.
Yes, exactly. And so, but it usually isn't, right? Because if you're mentally already gone, you're gone. Right? You ain't coming back. So we need to accept that. And I've seen so many bad partnerships, and like the lawyers who you call right when the partnership goes bad. And so I saw lots of examples of those. And still, I entered into my own bad partnership, ooh. You know, and it ended in federal court. I had to take her to court to get my IP back, which I did. But it was a very unpleasant experience that was a huge distraction from growing the business. And so here's what I think. I think that people should have separate businesses, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to partner with somebody, partner with them on an event. Partner with them on a small project that's finite. Test it out. Like, don't say, oh, this person, we're going to do great because we know each other and we're besties. How you know their work ethic as their bestie? You ain't at work with them, right? You hanging out with them and partying with them. That ain't the same thing. And so test it out, right? By doing something small together, do a workshop together, do some sort of small thing that you can do together where you really get to see what they bring to the table, and then decide whether to turn it into a full-blown thing. I think most of us take on partners because we're scared.
Right.
Because we're scared of being rejected. We're scared of doing it alone. And so it's a safety net. It's like, release the safety net, right? And allow your opportunities to come. Because, I mean, think about, like, you know, all of us, right? Where we started, right? Can we imagine that we would be here today? Probably not. And so you just have to be willing to believe in yourself and go for it. Plus, especially, there's so few people, especially Black people in so many different industries, like, our creativity, our different way of seeing things, like, that is valuable, and there's less of that in the marketplace. So we need to put ourselves out there and go for it.
And I think another thing, and I know you've said this, is people are scared to talk about money.
Yes.
But if you do a partnership with somebody, finances are a really important thing.
Oh, absolutely.
To discuss your credit, how much money do you have? Are you in debt?
Yes.
What do you have saved up? What are
I would
some
treat
things?
It like a marriage.
And like marriages, we've been talking about this a lot lately, relationships are better if you're financially independent.
Yeah.
You can just come to them from a totally, totally different perspective.
Yes.
And, you and I had a great conversation about, most of us have the mentality, my wealth is how many ways I split up my paycheck.
Oh, yes.
And it's really about your earning potential.
Yes.
And we're not, this conversation isn't about, okay, here's how to manage money to start a business. It's about, you have the capability inside of you to earn
$1 million. You have the capability to earn more money to get to your goals. We had an amazing experience with someone who's working with us on this campaign. Rachel was saying one of the first things she has people do is look for unclaimed assets.
Yes.
And one of the people we were talking to while we were talking just went on one of those websites and found $4,000.
Exactly.
You just found $2,000 yesterday.
Exactly.
So people don't use all their resources to build.
It's so true.
Access all the money they have, and that's what you're about.
I agree. I think we don't even realize all that we're bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. That's why we get into those partnerships that don't make sense for us, because we're not even really taking a stock of all of our talent and skills, and that's how we do it, right? With real estate, you have to have good credit. You got to have a deposit to put down, right? If you want to become an investor, you got to have some capital to invest in either in the stock market, even day trading, right? There's a big barrier to entry in terms of learning. Entrepreneurship is, to me, a social justice imperative because it's an opportunity for us as Black people to close the wealth gap, mm-hmm. right? To start something from literally nothing. Because I had nothing. I had $300,000 in student loans. I had a 400 credit score. I had no network, nobody who wanted to give me any money. I had a job where I was making $41,000 a year. That's what I started with. Mm-hmm. So I had nothing. And from there, I was just like, what kind of business can I start? What skills do I have? Let me use those skills. So, like, if you do marketing at your day job, you could do marketing on the side, right? And do marketing for other people's businesses, right? Like, whatever, if you are super organized and are a great executive assistant, could you be a personal assistant for somebody on the side on the weekends or in the evenings, right? Like, whatever skills you have, you can use those skills and make money. And that's the thing. We need to take stock of us. Mm-hmm. We are our biggest asset. This is your $1 million asset right here. You have it.
Do you remember your first time negotiating for actually getting a fee for coaching? Because I know you said people were coming to you, they needed help.
Yes.
You were giving away all this advice for free, but then it was like, you should charge for this. So what was that like, that transition for you?
Yeah, and it was scary. It's always scary when you're like, you know, telling somebody the price and you feel like it's a lot, right? And so I agreed to do, I think it was like 6 months of coaching for $6,000, which mm-hmm. is not enough. Let's be clear. So I said $6,000, which I thought was a lot at the time. And so I was like, I'm just going to try it. So I had like a friend of a friend who was looking for help with her business. And so I was like, okay, I will help you and I will coach you for 6 months for $6,000. And I just sent the email and I was just like, squeamish. Yeah. And that's the thing. Listen, when you state your price, and then you just shut up. Don't say anything. Silence. Right.
No,
just let
can't.
Them think about it. Right. Because then we start being like, well, I could discount it or
totally.
I could work with you. I could do a payment plan. Stop talking. Say the price is $15,000. And then let that awkward silence just sit. Just be like, you know, I'll wait, right? And just see what the response is, because oftentimes the response is, okay, great. But then we start talking. There are literal studies that show that women entrepreneurs in particular, like 80% of them discount their price when clients aren't even asking for it.
Right.
We just out here playing ourselves and cutting off our own money, right?
I do it for this, but for you, I'll do it for
exact,
that.
Stop right. that. And so
normally I would charge this, but yeah.
Exactly. Don't do any of that. Stay with the price. And literally, if you have to write it down, I have my clients write it down on a post-it note, put it on your desk, read the post-it note, and then stop talking, you know? And people will say yes. And that's exactly what happened for me with that first client. She was like, I'm in. And so I was like, awesome. Like, I was so surprised, but also really excited. And then her business went from, she was making like $90,000 in her business and having to travel. Mm-hmm. And so I took it online and she was able to make like $500,000 within literally less than a year. Her business was making 5x what she, so I was like, oh, 6,000 was not enough.
Right.
I need to be charging a lot more for this. You know what I mean? And that's what happens. You get that first client, you see the results they get, and you're like, oh, hell no, I need to be charging more for this.
Yeah. But I do understand we're pricing it fairly in the beginning as you're trying to build your clientele.
Yes.
You know, and you're also learning because it's a different space to be in.
Yes.
And so you want to also have some great clients that can recommend you and that can actually say, I worked with Rachel, she was amazing.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
Exactly.
And but the problem is when people start talking about your price, like, how much she charge you?
Well, this is that is the exact problem. And so here's the thing that I say. Even if you're not experienced, you are qualified. Even if you are not experienced, you are qualified. You have the skills to do the job, right? And so charge as if you are qualified, even if you're not experienced, right? You don't have to have all the experience in the world. You're still going to get people a result. When I was a brand new lawyer, I didn't have a ton of experience handling all these different legal transactions, but I was qualified. And so I charged accordingly. And then, you know, over time, I got more and more confident. And the thing is, here's the thing. Here's what I tell people. If you're really scared, charge the higher price. And if you screw something up, just give them a refund.
Or you could always give money back, right? Like, you could always make it right on the back end if you have to, but don't lowball yourself on the front end, because what happens is you keep lowballing yourself. People tell everybody about their about the price. Mm-hmm. You get used to saying that price and you're scared to say the higher price, you know? And then it just becomes a barrier for us.
None of this works without community.
Yes.
Like what Angela's talking about, at the getting to that point where you have the confidence to do that, that's really the strength of Hello 7 and
yes.
these challenges and these groups that we try to start, because it's hard to do. Who could do that by themselves?
Yes, for sure. There's a study that was done. It was like the American Work Study or whatever. And it shows that when you have accountability and you have community, you are 95% more likely to achieve your goals. Mm-hmm. If you try to go alone, 12%. That's like your chances of accomplishing a goal alone is 12%.
Sheesh.
Right. But if you do it with a friend, or if you do it with an accountability group, right, like where somebody is going to check in with you and be like, how are you doing towards that thing we talked about last week? Right. Like when somebody is checking in with you weekly and you're supporting each other and you're sharing resources, 95%. So it's like, if you want to be successful, get into a community. That's why my business is built the way that it is, because I know what's going to make us successful is not just my coaching, but the whole community. It's just like all these people, you find your business bestie, right? And you support each other and you're not on the phone with Brenda talking about her boy problems every night anymore.
Instead, we're like, you know, there's a grant that I saw.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Oh, yes. I met somebody and I told them about your services. So such and such is going to call you, like they're a potential client, right? Those are the conversations we need to be having, right?
Yeah.
That's the conversation I want
to have. We started Wealth Wednesdays for Entrepreneurs. It's just called that, Wealth Wednesdays for Entrepreneurs on Facebook. It's a community, and like Rachel's featured in it this month. And
yes.
We want conversations about it, but we want everybody to sign up for that as well.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Awesome. Can I say something about the pricing, though? Mm-hmm. Because when I started 5-Minute Bookkeeper, you don't want to know how much I priced it.
And
I gave a discount. And if I was not in Hello 7, I don't think I would have, you know, changed my pricing as fast as I did. And now it's definitely not the original price, right?
Yes.
And people are still buying it because they see the value in it. And I think sometimes we undercharge as women.
Yes.
We undercharge because we're like, oh, people are not going to pay me this money. But then when you start, you know, increasing your pricing, and that's what I learned from Rachel, she's like, double your prices. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody's going to buy from me. And I've doubled my prices like 3 or 4 times
mm-hmm.
in the past 2.5 years, and people are still buying. I'm on a plane coming here, and people are buying. Like,
now, people will tell you that
up.
You get what you pay for, because sometimes people also think if something is cheap, it's not good. Too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Right, do you want to be, listen, when people are like, your prices are kind of high, I'm like, listen, I'm premium. Okay, I'm not the cheapy cheap option. You're gonna get the results that my price suggests, you know?
Yes.
And so I'm gonna charge accordingly. And the thing is like, how can I be an entrepreneur and charge low prices when I'm supposed to be modeling for my clients, right? Like, I need to be taking the same advice, right, that I'm giving.
But when you think about the times that we're in too,
yes.
to make sure that coaching is accessible for people.
Yes.
So I know you kind of changed your motto for that too.
Exactly. Yes. We have a community, and then we also do a challenge. And these are all things that make it easy for people to have an entry point in. Because I'm here, like in the challenge, literally by the end of the 5-day challenge, people are making thousands of dollars. It's bananas. I mean, literally everybody's crying by the end. My whole team is crying because they're just like, we're changing people's lives. You know, like, I love my job.
Yeah.
And it's so great, right? To watch the transformation. Like, somebody comes in not believing in themselves, being fearful, and they're just like, I'm gonna spend $97 and see what happens. And they just show up, and being surrounded with community, getting the advice, and I make them take action every day. So every day you gotta make a money move. And by the end of the week, people are making money and starting to see the results of just in a couple of days. And so like, in that, you make some money, right? And then you can join the community, right? Which is our membership community. And that's not so expensive, right? That's something that you can get into, and most people can afford it. And then from there are other ways that you can work with us as your business continues to grow. But you have to just figure out a business model that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But even for a community, we're still premium, right? Like, there are communities that are $19 a month. We charge $295 a month, right? So we're not the cheapest, but you do get results.
But for us, we're so honored for our last Wealth Wednesdays with the Breakfast Club. Wealth Wednesdays will move on to wonderful things as well. You did a special challenge for
us.
Tell us all
Yes.
about it.
So it's called the Make Money Moves Challenge. It's a 5-day challenge where when you join, you come in and you're going to make a money move every day. You get coached by me every day. and I teach you like where you're leaving money on the table. I teach you about pricing. I teach you how to sell, right? I teach you how to have make $1 million offer, right? So like Nicole had a one-on-one offer that she was doing, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was the thing she was doing after work, making a little bit of money, taking up a lot of time. And I taught her how to do it in a more scalable way. And now she's making a lot more money. And how many hours you work a day?
2 to 4 hours a day. Because I spend...
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Exactly.
Chilling. Taking naps.
That's for the next episode. Yeah.
So what I do is, and I, you know, we talked about those 13 hours that I used to work, right? And I really wanted to take my son. My son, Brandon, is 10 years old. He's on the autism spectrum. And I wanted to drop him to school. I wanted to pick him up, take him home so he could have his therapies at a regular time during the day, right? And I could not do that working those long hours. And I really said before I, and you have to have a why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have this big why that you have in the forefront of your mind, you will give up.
Yes.
This ain't easy. Right. So I wanted to drop him to school, pick him up. And so I'm like, okay, I want to, you know, schedule my day this way.
Yes.
And this is exactly what I'm doing. I get to work out in the morning. I get to chill.
You are having a life. I
yes.
love it.
I'm making,
I'm making like 30, at least between 20 and 30,000 a month. Mm. In 2.5 years, 500K cash. Like I'm like, I would have had to work like 8 years at my day job.
Yeah, because that's the worst when people are like, you know, I work 15 hours a day, mm-hmm. but then it's still a struggle.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of people that, I mean, I feel like early on that was my life.
Yes.
But it is also a why, if you know what kind of goal you're working
yes.
toward. And
yeah.
Rachel, I know one thing you also stress is don't feel bad about making money, because sometimes you mm-hmm. feel like, man, it's a, you know, tough times for people. Here I am feeling like a selfish person making all this money.
Listen, you're doing the world a favor, especially if you black making money. If you're of any marginalized identity and you're making money, we need to see those examples. So even if you spend all your money on Chanel or you spend all your money on taking care of yourself.
I feel attacked.
First of all, listen, me too. But listen, even if you spend all your money on yourself, right? Like, I'm not one of those people that judges. And I'm not one of those people that's like, the black community should stop spending money on blah, blah, blah. Listen, the black community needs some pleasure in their life, okay? The black community needs to enjoy themselves, right? Like, it's not about hustle and work so hard and sacrifice everything. I don't resonate with that message. Mm-hmm. I need to enjoy my life. And I need to make good money, and I need to be planning for the future, and I need to be giving back. All of those are possible. I want to imagine possibility.
You can do all of those
things. All of those things. I need it all. I don't want just one or some. I don't want to live off of peanuts. Like, no. And there's a way to do it, right? We don't have to do that. And I think that message is just, I don't know, it annoys me. I'm like, listen, black people been through enough. If we want to buy some nice things, we're going to buy our nice things. Leave us alone. Okay?
But we're going to buy them responsibly.
Responsibly, right. And
we can't do that. And also, like you said, still be able to give back and still
exactly.
do positive things.
Tapping into our creativity and our skill set to make more money, right? So that we can both have nice things, invest in our future, right? And invest in our community. I'm doing all three, right? I save money every month in my stock account, right? Yeah. And I am also, I have a nonprofit where we are helping black mothers with doulas and childcare and night nurses, right? And I also have nice clothes, right? Like, so you can have all of those things. You just have those buckets and you decide how you're going to divvy it up. But denying yourself all pleasure does not actually help you grow, right? Like, discipline is only going to get us so far. And that's why I teach people how to build a business based on your natural talents, your natural skills, because it doesn't rely on discipline. It relies on, like, you actually enjoy your work, right? Why you show up and do it every day consistently. It's not going to be discipline and turning ourselves into a pretzel and making ourselves miserable. And honestly, some of these men, I'm going to just attack these male coaches real quick, because some of these men, right, like, they're talking about all this work 15 hours or put in all this effort. And it's like, well, that's because you have a wife at home taking care of figs, right? Like, listen, let's be real. Let's have advice that actually resonates with women who are doing the majority of the work. And so that's why I teach people how to make money and not be hustling all the time,
yeah.
right? Like, how to have a short work day and still make good money,
you
right?
You still have a fulfilled life.
Yes. And we need to reject these ideas. We take them as law. Like, oh, I just have to work long hours if I want to make money, or I just have to... No, that's not actually true. We need
commitment
to challenge
to the
that
struggle.
Thinking.
Yeah.
We are committed to the struggle.
But we have to remember who we are, because if you look at all of the challenges, since the beginning of the beginning. Black people have the entire financial system set up against them.
Yes.
We have money, you know, just stolen from us.
Exactly.
At so many different points in history. Yet we still have all this buying power.
Yes.
We're still the biggest group of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We always say we are a study in resilience.
Yes.
Just don't forget.
Yes, and we're still out here winning. And I want us to not just be resilient, but to actually enjoy our lives,
exactly.
Right? And that's why I wanted to bring Nicole, because I want people to see examples. Like, don't just take my word for it, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, this is real. It does work. It is possible. I want people to know that, not for my benefit, for their benefit, right? So we can change the game, right? Just think about how the world is going to look for my daughter, who's 11 right now. If all of us start taking action, building these businesses, really, you know, building these empires and being able to give back in big ways as well, like, we're going to change the world. And that's what I'm here to do. I don't want to just make money. I don't want to just fly in private planes and floss, right? Like, I want to change the world. And that's what I'm here to do. That's why I wrote this book. That's why I share this message. Like, I could be chilling on my couch, right? But I go out and share this message because I want people to know. I want the receptionist to know, right? Or the woman working at the doctor's office, right? Or, like, whatever, if
my
you
Uber
work at McDonald's, yes, you're an Uber driver. You work at McDonald's. Like, this message is for you. It's not just for people who already have money. Because I think that's what we do is like, okay, you already have, you're already professional. You're already making money. Let me tell you how to rework it. I will do that too. But I also want the person who used to be me when I was 20 something and feeling hopeless and feeling broke as hell. And like, how am I going to dig myself out of a $300,000 negative net worth? And I did that. My net worth is a lot more than that right now, right? And with nobody helped me. I had to figure it out. And so exactly what I did, I share that. I share it in the challenge. Y'all need to get up in here. And I'm going to show you how to make more money and tap into the skills that you already have.
So how can people sign up for the challenge?
Yes. So you go to makemoneymoves.co, put in your email, put in your cell phone too so we can text you reminders and get up in this challenge because it's going to change your life.
All right, so this runs December 5th through December 9th.
Yes.
This challenge, I feel like we can do it.
Yes.
Because I never feel like I've learned everything.
Yes, exactly.
And
be
that's
a
why
student.
You keep growing.
That's
right.
Because
you never feel like you know everything. You're still open to learning and doing things differently, and you're not committed to the struggle and the challenge.
Yes, exactly. Change your thinking, right? So it's from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because I wanted to accommodate working people. So it's in the evenings. Everything is recorded. So even if you can't be there live, you can listen to the recordings, show up every day, and do the work. And listen, it's going to be real talk. Okay, yep. I'm not here to coddle you and say like, oh, it's so easy. No, you're gonna, and the hard work is not sitting at your desk for 8 hours, right? The hard work is pitching yourself, right? It's sending the email, it's making the ask, it's putting yourself out there. That's the stuff that scares us. But if we're willing to do that, we can see amazing results really quickly. So yeah, let's get together. It's like a party. It feels like a family, right? Everybody is so supportive and loving. It's a great environment and it'll change your life.
All right, and so makemoneymoves.co.
Yes, and we have a special offer for the Breakfast Club, too. So you actually get $100 off. So I'm actually making this challenge free for general admission. So general admission is usually $97, but you're going to get it for free. And just use the Breakfast Club code, which is BC100.
Okay.
When you check out, and you can get it for free. If you do the VIP, it's $295 normally, but you could get $100 off. That's $195. And the VIPs get an extra hour of coaching with me every day. And listen, I'm going to get in your, listen, you already know.
We always have guests up here for Wealth Wednesday. And
yes.
Hello 7, that's the coaching so people can go on there too, right? What's the website for?
The website is hello7.co. And listen, we never do this challenge for free. It costs six figures for coaching with me. The reason I do this is to give back and to help people. So that's why we're doing it. So get up in here. Even if it's inconvenient, cancel whatever plans you had. Because trust me, this is going
to
be better than that.
And look, and even as a marketing genius, you know, you do have to admit that this gets the word out even more.
Again. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're always refreshing. And doing that over and over.
Exactly.
And I'm all for that too.
Yes. More people seeing the message, more people, you know.
More success stories.
Exactly. More people getting help. Exactly. That's the whole goal. So there's a win-win here.
And Nicole, before you double your price again, how can people?
Because you know it's coming. So
is there a Wealth Wednesdays discount?
Yes, I'm going to tell you right now. So you can go to 5minutebookkeeper.com. So that's the number 5minutebookkeeper.com. And your discount code for the Breakfast Club is BFASTCLUB. and you will get $1,000 off the yearly subscription.
Wow. That's very generous.
This is awesome for our Last Wealth Wednesdays here.
Yes.
And all of their resources you can also find in our Wealth Wednesdays for Entrepreneurs Facebook group.
And here's the thing, right? That's the beautiful thing. When you make more money, you can be more generous, right? Like, and that's, to me, that's fun, right? Where you can be helpful without hurting. Don't try to be generous when you ain't got nothing yet. Like, let's wait. Let's wait till we have something.
Money within the community.
Yes. Let's not be generous and pour from an empty well, right? But when we have the ability to, let's do that.
And for everybody, support other, you know, Black-owned businesses, woman-owned businesses, Black woman-owned businesses. When you see somebody really trying to do something and they have a great product or you want to try it out, support it, post about it, pay for it.
Yes.
Because that's important. We can't always be asking for discounts and always trying to get something for free. If you're friends with somebody who has a business, this is a great time for you to go and support them.
Yes.
You know, that's, it's not an easy road to travel down. So every little thing helps, and it means a lot when people can actually support your business. And that could even just be doing a nice post about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Word of mouth makes such a difference, and that's what grows businesses, right? You do the marketing just to get people listening and doing it, but once people experience it and they share it with their friends, that's what actually blows businesses up. Yeah. Even Fortune 500 companies, that's how they get there, is through word of mouth. That's how you get product market fit. So the more you can share about those Black-owned businesses that resonate with you, the more you're helping them grow.
All right. Well, this was a great Last Wealth Wednesday on The Breakfast Club. But, you know, the platform continues, right, Stacey?
It continues. And it started about 5 years ago. And we used to do this for free.
Yes.
Wealth Wednesdays. We just got so passionate about giving people financial knowledge from Angela's Juice Bar.
Yes.
And just by us staying focused on our mission, it's just grown around us. And The Breakfast Club has been a tremendous, tremendous part of that journey. And I'm always grateful for that. And now Wealth Wednesday's going way up.
Yeah.
It's going to take you all to the next level.
Yeah.
And we're going to take you from, we've got you this far to six figures. Now we're going to seven figures.
That's right. And beyond, y'all. Sky's the limit. Listen, eight figures, nine figures, it's all possible.
And with Stacey even saying that, when we first started Wealth Wednesdays for free at the Juice Bar, you know, in person, it was always, I always knew that it would turn into something bigger, but I also knew, like, let's just get it started.
Yes, exactly.
And sometimes you do have to just go and do it.
Yes.
We think too hard. We talk ourselves out of it.
Yes.
Just do it.
Just get started.
Just do it. You don't know what opportunities will come your way. You'll also learn how to tweak things. You'll learn how to do a lot of different things just by putting your feet in the water. It's like an education. It's a class at first.
That's right.
But then you surround yourself with the best piece of entrepreneurial advice. Before I was an entrepreneur, I was a journalist, and we were building this. Is Angela said to me, don't give it away.
Yes.
And a lot of us tend to build something and it's like, oh, somebody else could do it better, or I have to give it away. Just don't give it away.
Yes.
And believe in yourself. And next thing you know, you're sitting with people like this. I'm helping. We've helped millions and millions of people make millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
And we're going to keep doing that.
That's right. I mean, to me, like, that's what gets me out of bed. Because at this point, my life is comfortable. I could just live off of what I have already and be done with it. But I just show up every day because we're nowhere near done, right? Like, there's so many more people to help and support. And when I hear stories like Nicole's from my community, it's like, that's what gets me hype. I'm like, yes, okay, let's go. We got to make more Nicole's, right? Like, we have to create more opportunities for people who think it's not possible. And I want them to know that it is.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're from Queens, right?
Queens, New York.
All right. See?
Queens get the money.
But Envy, we feel like, I don't know if Queens has any really intelligent people.
But
no, I'm kidding.
No.
Here's proof.
Yes, here's evidence.
All right, well, it's The Breakfast Club, Wealth Wednesday.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.